I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Eugene Concert Choir completes its 40th anniversary season by featuring Celtic Spring with the Willis Clan on Saturday, April 25th at the Holt Center in Eugene. The Willis Clan includes 12 siblings from Nashville who merge Irish music and song and dance. They've gained international attention through winning the Today Show Sound of Music Singing Family Contest on NBC and placing first in the 2013 International Irish Music Festival competition in Dublin. They've also been featured on NBC's America's Got Talent, and now they're the subject of a TLC channel reality show called The Willis Family. We have several of the Willis Clan members here with us in the KLCC studios, along with the TLC camera crew. So welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Why don't you introduce who is here, since I'll never keep all those J names straight.
So this is the oldest, 5 of 12. So you got Jessica, that's me.
And Jeremiah.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Jeanette.
And I'm Jackson.
And what's the age range of this family overall on your performance?
Well, I just turned 23, and our youngest, Jada, is 4. So
it's been a long time coming, this ensemble.
It's quite the span.
Well, let's drop into a tune, shall we? What's the first thing you have for us here today?
Yeah, we have a fun instrumental here. This one's called Boys from Boston.
Of the 12 members of the Willis Clan live in the KLCC studios with Boys from Boston. They'll be live at the Holt Center in Eugene with Eugene Concert Choir this Saturday evening, April 25th. Well, 12 people in one band is a daunting thing in a certain way. You have a lot of decision-making to do, perhaps, and a lot of people to get going in one direction. How do you choose who plays what instrument and what songs you approach?
Okay, so out of the 12 kids, the oldest 7, and sometimes plus mom, so only 7 or 8 members, only 7 or 8, would be in the band. Mm-hmm. And although the younger ones are all learning instruments and kind of going through that selective process of finding out what they really like, and but the younger ones that will dance and already contribute to the show through, you know, at intervals. So that's kind of always been an organic process for us. Mom and Dad, the first two instruments they brought home that they, you know, let us kids mess around on were, other than a piano, they brought in a fiddle and some whistles. And so Jer and I kind of picked up those two. Jer was our whistle player for a long time. And Mom played guitar, so she was able to kind of help pass that on to Jer as well. And then an accordion entered the house. And then things really took a turn.
You make it sound so awful.
Yeah. For the better. I didn't say good or bad. It did sound like the
black sheep thing.
Well, I do play black accordion. So.
Well, we do have banjo in the band now, too, sometimes. So we'll bring it out on stage. So, yeah, too much coolness between the accordion and the banjo. There's a lot going on. But yeah, it's fun. I think Jedi, the next one who is not here, the 15-year-old, he plays bass, and I think he was the first one that came along, and we were like, you must play bass. We need a bass player. And it worked out perfectly because 3 days after getting his first bass, he qualified for the World Championships in Irish music. And from then on, it's kind of like, well, you're not going to give up an instrument that you happen to be a world champion at. And it worked out very well.
It stuck, and he was happy to be a bass player after that.
That's good. Yeah, you know, there was an old saying. It said, never get too good at something you hate. So I'm glad he likes it. Willis Clown here, live in the KLCC studios, live with the Eugene Concert Choir in Celtic Spring with the Willis Clown on Saturday night. So what characterizes a Celtic Spring exactly? What are the elements of a Celtic Spring?
Well,
it's lots of rain.
Sounds like Eugene.
It's a great theme for a concert. Actually, I will say we were out on the street earlier playing and, you know, generating some awareness, some fun busking on the street. And we all turned to each other and were like, actually, this reminds us of Ireland. We've been over quite a few times. And so that's always lovely. But I just think it's a brilliant theme for a show, and it allows you to showcase a lot of both Irish, Scottish, you know, everything that kind of falls in that Celtic genre. Music, dance. We have a number of fun things that we were going over, surprises for the audience that we have up our sleeve. So it should be a fun show.
Dance doesn't translate that well on the radio, so let's get into another song, shall we?
We always, people always ask us, you know, where we got our dancing talent, and they always ask if our parents were dancers, and neither of them danced growing up. So my dad always teases that he comes to our radio gig so he can dance at our radio gigs.
But he has a wrestling background, right?
He does, yes.
So what's the relationship between wrestling and dance? There's got to be a connection there.
I love that you flagged that. That's brilliant.
Most people don't think that wrestlers would dance and dancers would wrestle. But we actually got into dance first of all, my parents, when they got married, they said, hey, let's try for a big family. And they're like, well, how many kids? They're like, how about 12? And so they kind of had this number in the back of their head. And my dad was like, we're going to have 12 sons, and they're all going to wrestle, and they're all going to be really tough. And then three of the oldest 4 kids were girls. And he's like, what do I do with girls? And Mom's like, well, we need to find another sport for them to do. I don't want them competing in wrestling. So they actually saw the show Riverdance. And they're like, that's really athletic, and hey, dance, that's pretty cool. What if we get our girls in dance?
Turned out Jer was like one of the biggest dancers out of all of us.
Yeah, so
it was kind of ironic.
That's how we got into the dance. So.
And Dad says, you wrestle to beat the guys, and you dance to get the ladies. It works, let me tell ya.
Good advice here on KLCC. What's the next song you have for us here?
This is another Irish-flavored tune, and it's called Jack B.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Jack B. His cheeks, they were wild and rosy. He considered the stranger his play. His eyes were
as bright as a night ocean spray. Does a heart disobey thou as cruel, as cruel as any can be? Poor just ended my poor heart was stolen by the young sailor boy and the sea. I spoke to a man of my fancies and thought that he sounded to me, but he said I was not but a child and everything never would be. So I fled from the water, I fled from the bay, floating I never would see. But if ever
five of the 12 Willis Clan siblings live in the KLCC studios. Well, not only are there 12 people in this band, but you'll be performing with the Eugene Concert Choir on Saturday night, a rather large ensemble in its own right. How does this music integrate with a concert choir exactly?
It's first of all, it is so much fun, and Miss Diane Ritalik, the director of this lovely group, she saw, I guess, a dance video, is that correct? Yeah. And she was so excited, and I think she just called Mom out of the blue, contacted Mom and said, hey, we'd love to have you guys for a Christmas concert. So that made, you know, some sense. You know, Christmas music, it's a genre, it's seasonal specific music, and especially Celtic Christmas, that goes really well together. And as far as choral music and Irish music mixing in general, there's actually a huge connection there. We know there's tons of choirs, and choral music is huge in Ireland. There's a, yeah, just huge market for that, and huge community there. And so it actually makes a lot of sense. There's so many classic songs, so many classic melodies, tunes, anthems that are Celtic, really, not just Irish, but yeah, that whole Celtic genre.
A real big thing in Celtic music is the slow songs, and which, of course, choirs are amazing on slow. They're called slow airs in Irish music. And so that's a huge part of the tradition in Irish music is, yeah, they play lots of fast reels and jigs, but they always have to slow it down and play those real heart-wrenching, you know, songs. A lot of them are really sad, but
I have to say, though, this choir in particular, is they quite love the upbeat Irish songs, too. It's going to be a great concert, and we've had a lot of fun integrating with them. So,
well, welcome back to town. I guess it was about 5 years ago when the Celtic Christmas thing happened,
yes.
I think. So.
I did not realize it had been that much time. Time flies when you're having fun.
And also when you're not having fun, but I'm glad you're having fun. Willis Klein here in the KLCC studios and at the Holt Center this Saturday evening, April 25th at 8 in the Silva Concert Hall. What's the third song you have for us this afternoon here?
Actually, I think we're going to do a strip back... can't talk. Strip back version of one of our songs off our new upcoming album we have coming out May 19th. So this song is called So Close.
Do you remember all of the times we say goodbye and all of the times we never got to say hello? We said that someday we'd have the chance to make it right. I thought that I would be there by tonight. We were so close and yet so far, and I was almost to where you are. I thought that I could hold you in my arms. I was wrong, but that's how the story goes. How it ends, no one knows. But I will keep you here inside my heart. So you by the hand and pull you close. Now that I love you even more than all before, and no matter what I do, I just keep missing you. Yeah, we were so close and yet so far, and I was almost to where you are. I thought that I could hold you wrong, but that's how the story goes. How it ends, no one knows, but I will keep you here inside my heart. So
Clan, part of the Willis Clan anyway, live here in the KLCC studios. The entire clan of 12 siblings will perform with the Eugene Concert Choir on Saturday, April 25th at the Holt Center in Eugene in Celtic Spring with the Willis Clan, the final concert in the Eugene Concert Choir's 40th anniversary season. They'll also present Celtic Spring for Kids on Saturday, 11 a.m. as well. And if there was ever a band that would be an expert on kids, this would be the band, I would say. For more information on the show, EugeneConcertChoir.org and HultCenter.org. For more on the Willis Clan, thewillisclan.com. Their new reality TV show on the TLC channel begins May 5th. Their new album will be out on May 19th. Thank you so much for coming into our studios
this
afternoon.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
For KLCC, I'm Merrick Allen.